Okay, today is Daf Nun Gimel. We're on Daf Nun Gimel on the top. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, Ulanishmas Zev and Aaron Mordechai, and the Daskal family, Ulanishmas Yitzchak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe. Shamash Avalias. Okay, here we go. Top line of Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, Tanur Banan. It says like this: V'nasan haKetores al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. You put the Ketores on the Esh lifnei Hashem. Shul Yitzchak Emi B'chutz V'yachnis. Don't light the ketoreth outside and then walk in when it's already smoky. Lahotim reliban shel tzedukim. That's to show that the tzedukim are incorrect. Sha'omrim, they said, Yitzhakim b'chutz v'yachnis. They said, you did do that. You lit it outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, and then walked in when it was already smoky. My drush, what led the tzedukim to do that? Like we care. Okay, what are the apokarsim have to say? What's their rationale?
They've changed so many halachas based on
that. Right. What's their svara? Where'd they get it from? They didn't just make things up. So where'd they get it from? They got it from the following pasuk. It says ki be'enon, ki ba'anon, in the cloud, ere el akabaras, which is mashma, melamed sheisakin b'chutz v'yachnis, outside. That's so wrong. That's a pasuk pshat. You have a masori. You learn otherwise. Amru lehem chacham. No. But it says, "V'nasan haKetores al ha'esh lifnei Hashem." Right? No, it's lifnei Hashem is when you do it. Im kein ma tamid lomar ki be'onan era lakaporis. What does that mean? Malami, that means shenosnin ba mala ashan. That one of the ingredients is something called mala ashan. One of the ingredients of the Ketores is something called mala ashan, which made the smoke stay straight. U'menayin shenosnin ba mala ashan. How do you know you use mala ashan? Shnemer, like it says, v'chisa onan haketores as hakapores. Halo nasan ba, ma'ala ashan. If you didn't put ma'ala ashan on, oh, or shechisa achas mikolsa maneha, or you left out one of the other ones, chayiv misa, you're chayiv misa. Says the Gemara, typically, one second, I have another reason why you're chayiv misa. Let's say you only put in 10 ingredients. You only have 10 ingredients. So you only use 10. Typically, another reason why you're chayiv misa, the kamayel biyarei kanis. You've walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim with nothing, for no reason. Why for no reason? Because you have nothing there. You only have 10. It's like walking in with nothing. Right? Amar Sheshes. No. Hacha Ma'eskid. You're not going to be chayef. No, you can't get misa twice. You can't be killed twice. But even still, Hacha Ma'eskid. No. Kigon Sheshagag B'biyah. You didn't know you're not allowed to walk in with only 10. You didn't know that, Halacha. So that you're a shogig. The Hazid, the Ketara. But regarding the Haketara, that was B'mezid. That you lit outside the mezid, says Rashi. Sheshagag b'biyah reikonis. Al v'gadah sheyeh shmiyah d'mak the ketores chaseira. You know you're not allowed to light a chaser ketores. You're not allowed to do that. The ain onish misa ala shogeg. There's no onish misa on a shogeg. Therefore, it's only one misa. Therefore, it's only one. That's why he said like that. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Supposed to have 11. Supposed to have 11. Only have 10. So you let
what he's doing.
So someone's guilty. So L'chorah, the Kohen Gadol's guilty, right? So the answer. So one second. So he walks in with 10 ingredients. So first of all, he walked in to be a reconnaissance. Why? Because walking in with 10 is like walking in with 0. Can't just stop walking. So on that, he was a shogeg. Ah, he lit 10. Yeah, that is amazing. So it's one issue. It's one of error.
Did they walk in with it though, or not?
They walked in when it was not lit. And they lit it inside.
So they didn't have the ingredient, though. No.
So we're saying, what if a guy didn't have it? He didn't have it. He forgot to put it on. They couldn't find it. They didn't have it. So can you walk in with partial? No.
No, I don't understand. But did they have the malachim when they walked in? I'm talking about tzedukim.
They learned the pasuk different.
Why did the Beis Hatim give it to them if they were tzedukim?
Because they were the ones in charge. The whole Beis Hatim was also crooked.
Oh, okay.
They were all in charge. They were in charge. I don't know, I don't want to say Lashon Hara about Beis HaTinas, but how did they give it to them? They had no choice. Either they had no choice, or they were strong-armed, or they were also Tzedukim.
You don't need to go to Beis HaTinas, just pick up a sitter you know the ingredients are.
Right, no, but you don't
know. You don't know what Malashon is. You don't know what that Malashon means.
So I thought they didn't know, I thought only Beis HaTinas knew the proportions.
No, you know the proportions.
So what's Pshat?
No, they don't know what the malachim is.
Right, I hear you. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Okay, we gotta move. Omid Beis, a lot to say. Ravashi Amar Fil Tema Hizit Bazoo Bazoo. No, Mezid on both. Not a question of Shogi this, Mezid. No, Mezid on both. I can only chayev once. Right? The answer is, Can go to Ayel Shtei HaKtaros. You brought two Ktoroses, two pins. Achas Shleim of Achas Chzera. Strange case. One had all 11, one was missing some. So, Abi Yolo Machayev, you're not Chayev for walking in. Why not? To her Ayel Le Shleima. You walked in, Lamaisa, with a full Ktoros. So, that's okay. Ahaktara Machayev. But on Haktara, you're Chayev. Why? The Kamakta Ktoros is Chzera. Because he came with another one. That's Chaser. That's what you're Chayev for.
Three arms, one.
Maybe you had a double shuffle, I don't know. Amar Mar, we learned just a minute ago. Menayin shenos nim b'mala ashan. That one of the ingredients is mala ashan. How do you know? Talmud lama v'chisa. What kra l'kra? How do you know that you have to do this? Oh, the pasuk says. How do you know? Well, the pasuk says. That's a funny thing. Normally, you don't have a pasuk to support another pasuk. The crawl across a pasuk supporting another pasuk, right? That's funny.
You also don't usually ask on a pasuk for another pasuk.
Right, exactly. So Amar of Yosef, you're right. Hachi Kamar, here's what I meant to say. This is difficult because I'm not sure why the words mean what they mean. But here, Hachi Kamar. Ein li ela. So Mala Ashan, if it's not in the Torah, I don't know, is it in the Torah, Mala Ashan? If it's not in the Torah. Right.
Yeah.
So only, but not all 11 are mentioned in the Torah. Not all are mentioned, but in Parashas Kisisa over there, they're not all mentioned. But Ein li ela Allah mala ashan. That I only know the leaves of the mala ashan plant. Ikr mala ashan. And how do you know about the roots? Tamad lama v'chisa. Now why v'chisa is ribu the roots? I don't know. Why should that word be marba roots? I don't know. Only
Abaya. Leaves only do it.
The roots are covered.
Right. So how do I know that even the roots work? No. We learned the exact opposite. That this makes it impossible that the roots are secondary. The real Amal Ashan is the leaves. How do you know you can even be also with the roots? Oh, Riboy. Abaya is just the opposite. Tanya, nothing but Ikr Amal Ashan. If you put in the roots, the smoke came up like a stick, like a nice and straight. Acha Magil Shmekor until it got to the roof. Given she gila shmekora, once it got to the roof, memash meish viyored b'ktsalim adshe t'smali habayis ashan. Then it filled the whole kodesh kashan with smoke. Shenemar, like it says, habayis yimali ashan, which implies that the roots of the ikker and the leaves are just like some other. So Gemara says, you're right. Elam Rabbi Hachikamar, ein li ala ikker mala ashan. The main mala ashan were the roots. Ala mala ashan menayin. How do you know that if you use the leaves, you're also yotze? Tamar lama v'chitza. It also works. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein li ela Olamoy, Sheba Midbar. I only know that only is true in the Olamoy. Shilo, Ubeis Olamim, Minayin. Shilo and Beis Olamim, Shilo, in the Mishkan and Shilo, and in the Beis HaMikdash, Minayin. How do I know that was also true? Tamalama Vachitha. That's a funny question. What do you mean, how do I know? Everything applied. What kind of question was that? So Gemara says, Hi, this idea, right, that in the Mishkan and in Shiloh and in the Beis Hamikdash there was Mala Ashan, Mivchein Yasil Old Mod Ashochin Itam Nafka. That's learned from a different pasuk. That's learned from a general pasuk that whatever applied by the Ol Moed in the Midbar applied in the future. Ella, right? Hachikama, you're right. In the Ella Biyom Kippurim. I only know this is on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's an idea of filling up the whole Kodesh Kashan with smoke. Why? So we said because you shouldn't see the Shechina. How do you see the Shekhinah anyway? It's an idea. Maybe it's for you. I should know that when I walk into the Kodesh Kedashim, it's not some free-for-all. I should know that, and therefore it's for me. It's not for God, it's for me. But what about every day? Bishar, Yemos, Hashanah, Minayim. Every day, same story. When I made the Ketores every day, I also had to have Ma'ala Ashen? Yes. Tamad Lama V'chitza. Ravashi Amar, Chad LaMitzvah, V'chad LaAkev. The reason why it says it in V'chisa, one is to tell you it's a mitzvah, and one is to tell you that it's not only that, it's ma'akev. You have to have it. Sometimes it could be l'chachila, but the evidence, all right. Here, no, but the evidence, no good. Rava Amar, another vart, chad l'onesh. One is to tell you that it's an onesh. What's the onesh? Where it says V'chisa anan, v'chad l'azhara. Then it says v'al yavo b'chol eis elakodesh. It's an v'chad lazar. One's an onish and one's a warning. Okay. Tanya. Now, Rabbi Elazar Omer, it says like this, V'lo yamus onesh. Right? It says, don't do it. In other words, it says like this. It says, make sure that the ketores will make smoke. V'lo yamus. Otherwise, you'll die. If you do it this way, you won't die. Right? V'lo yamus, you won't die. Ki ba'anan ere'e. Why? Ki ba'anan ere'e. That's hazara. That's the warning. Make sure you do it like that. Yachal yushneim omrim kodem misas b'nei Aharon. I would have thought that both of these were said before Aaron's children died. So when Aaron's children didn't do this, when Nadav and Avihu didn't do this, they were warned, they were told not to do that, they were told the onesh is going to be, and therefore, what do you want from them? They're totally guilty. No, Talmud Lomar, Achri Mos Shnei B'nei Aaron. No. When they did this, Parshas Achri Mos was not written yet. So they didn't know. They didn't know that you're not supposed to do this. So what do you want from them? Yachal, I would think, Yushneim Omrim Achar Misas Shnei B'nei Aaron. This is a little difficult now. So then, now I'll say, so both these psukim are written after Nadav and Avihu died. In which case, why'd they die? They didn't know that you're not allowed to do this. They didn't know. No. Ki be'enon era'eh al hakapores. Meaning, the warning was before they died. Azhara kodem misa. The azhara was before they died. The onesh achar misa. And the onesh was after they died. I'm sorry, what? Right, you know, they were told, don't do this. They did it. They died. And then afterwards, the Torah said, by the way, if you do that, you're going to die. So they didn't, right? So my Talmuda, what does my Talmuda mean? How do the words ki ba'anon era'eh, how is that a warning? It just says the words ki ba'anon era'eh. How is that an azhara not to do that? How's that an azhara? Normal azhara is don't do this. What kind of azhara is this? Amar Rava, Amar Kra. It says ki ba'anon era'eh v'adayin lo nireh. It says Rashi, v'adayin lo nireh, era'eh mashma la'asid. Era'eh means in the future. Alma, mishenemar mikrozeh, when this pasuk was said, adayin lo nireh. It wasn't Yom Kippur yet. Right? It didn't happen yet. V'i la'achar misasan, and if it would have been after their death, kvar nireh bo bayom, then it already took place. Shenemar v'yitu v'yivarech v'yisam v'yirah kvod Hashem el kol ha'am. El Kola'am, yeah. So, in other words, the warning was before they died, but the onish was only said afterwards. So then, the Ela Maisamaita Miyanish. So why were they punished?
Isn't the warning supposed to be both sides, cause and effect?
Yes. So then why were they punished? Right? We can't blame fault. You can't punish them for something they didn't know was punishment.
But in other words, the fact that they shouldn't do it,
exactly. So you can't punish some. Right. So you can't punish somebody if you don't tell them the consequences. Right. Well, that's the Torah's way of looking at it. Not parents, baby. I didn't tell you any punishment to me. Doesn't mean I'm punishing you.
That's part of this problem of killing somebody.
Correct. So why were they punished? Kidatanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Lo Meisu Bnei Aaron. The children of Aaron didn't die. Ella Shehoru Halacha Mifnei Moshe Rabban. The only reason why they died was they were Moro Hora in front of Moshe the Rebbe. My drush. Why? What happened? It says, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach. Af al pi she'eish yiredes men ha-shemayim, mitzvah lahavi men ha-hedyot. Even though the eish comes down from Shemayim, it's a mitzvah to light your own. They did that without consulting Moshe. And then that's the reason they died. Not because.
Where's the warning? You're not allowed to do that part of Allah.
Not only that, the Marsha asked an unbelievable question. He says, how did they know? How did Nadav and Avihu know to make that drush on their own? The answer is they didn't know. They learned it from Moshe. Right? Not only that, says the Marsha, Moshe came down, the Gemara says in Ervin, towards Aaron, then the children, then Klal Yisrael. So they heard it two or three times. What are they doing? They're not passing anything on their own. They didn't make this up. We know how to make up drushes. No, Moshe came down and told it to them. So what's the answer? They didn't consult with Moshe a second time. Such a difficult answer. That's what the Rosh Hashanah answers. Even still, in spite of all that, they didn't make up their own drusha. Right? They didn't do that. They had a drusha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and said, by the way, it says in the Torah that the Eish is going to come down. It's still a mitzvah to light your own Eish. Which is what they did. Oh, they didn't consult with Moshe. What do you mean they didn't consult with Moshe? They learned it last week. Right? What's the answer? They still should have consulted with Moshe. It's such a difficult answer. That's such a difficult shot.
That's not the only reason why they do that.
There are
many reasons why they do it.
Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, the last Tosfos, the Torah is kind of Ika plugs the Tani Tuva, my Tami Yanish. Many reasons why they died. Number one, Ika man to Amar Misinai but Natlu. They looked at the Shekhinah by Har Sinai. Number two, Ista Amar Yishim Ibn Esha Amru, Masa Yamutsu Shnei Zakenim Halalu, Vaniv Ata Nana Gesadar. One of these two old men, Moshe and I'm going to die, we can take over. Number three, the Ikaman da Amar Peruri Roshayu. They didn't cut their hair. Number four, Ikaman da Amar Shtuyayha. They were drunk. Number five, Ikaman da Amar Mechusi Begadahai. They weren't wearing the kahuna. Others say they didn't have children. The problem I have with that Tosfos, I've never heard a satisfactory answer. The Torah says why. The Torah says that they brought an Eish Zara. Eish Zara. That means that they weren't wearing Bidik Kahuna?
That means they weren't.
That's a very far-fetched thing. You want to tell me that they, right? What do you mean? When are they going to die? How is it an Eish Zara? The Torah said the reason. Now, what does that mean? So it could mean they brought an Eish Zara. They did the Eish without consulting Moshe Rabbeinu.
Could it be that their
something with Eish?
Could it be that their actions brought on an Eish Zara, which was effectively what killed them?
What's the Eish Zara? If they were saying, when are those old fogies going to die so we can take over? What Eish Zara is that?
The Eish Zara was the punishment. It was the fire that came down that wasn't supposed to
be. No, that's not what it says. It says they brought, they agreed, they brought an Eish Zara. Exactly. So you want to tell me they brought an Eish Zara without consulting Moshe? It wasn't really an Eish Zara. It was an Eish without consulting? Okay, that's already a little bit of a stretch, but I hear that. Want to tell me they brought a real Eish Zara? I hear that's for sure. The Torah says that. Come with five other answers. The Torah says the reason. So what?
You have that a couple of times. A
couple of times in Shas, I have the same question. I don't have a good answer. Why do you have to come with other reasons? They didn't take haircuts. What does that do with Eish Zara? So when Heshi's saying, anything that you did now becomes a Zara. Right? Anything you did...
The answer they always give, the standard answer is, they wouldn't have died this alone, but how
right, it was thrown in.
Else.
Right, right. No, let's hear what he's saying. Since they weren't wearing Big Dick Kahuna, or they didn't take a haircut, so whatever they did was considered a Zara.
Exactly.
Right?
Shouldn't have been
they're walking around, you shouldn't be there, you're Eish Zara.
The presentation was improper.
Okay.
Whatever it is, it's harsh.
It's very hard. Yeah.
Because you think about it, how much experience did they have doing this avodah?
Virtually nothing.
That's
the first day. It's inauguration.
And all of a sudden,
it's opening day.
They got hit on opening day.
They do something wrong, and they're out of here.
Right. The whole class was like, "Whoa, this is serious stuff over here."
Being kind is not so cool.
Yatza ubalo derech knisato. So the Mishnah said when he exited the Kodesh Kedashim, I believe this means he exited the Kodesh Kedashim backwards.
Yeah.
He walked out backwards. Right? Menahani mili. How do you know that? Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Vionis and Amar Kort says, "V'yavo Shlomo Labama. Shlomo came to the Bama. Asher begivon Yerushalayim." Now, Givon's not in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim's not in Givon. So what does that pasuk mean? Ma inyan Givon eitzel Yerushalayim. There's nothing to do with it, just two different places. It's like saying a guy came to Woodmere, Brooklyn. It doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? So, Ela Makish, here's what it means. We're making a comparison. Yitziatso mi Givon li Yerushalayim, li biaso mi Yerushalayim li Givon. Ma biaso mi Yerushalayim li Givon. When he went from Yerushalayim to Givon, panav klape bama, Kederach Biyaso, the Bama was in front of him. So Shlomo was walking toward the Bama. Ka'af, so too, Yitziyaso, Megivon, when he left Givon to go back to Yerushalayim, Panav Klape Bama, Kederach Biyaso. He was still looking at the Bama as he was leaving. How's that possible? He walked out backwards. How you see, when you walk out, you have to go backwards. V'chein kahana ba'avodasim, Levi'im b'duchanon, V'yisrael b'ma'amadam, in the Avoda, K'shein niftarin, when they would leave, lo hayu machzirin p'neim v'holchin elam mitzdedim p'neim v'holchin. They would not turn around. Rather, they would walk backwards, turn their head a little bit. V'chein tamen niftamei rabba. So too tamen, lose his rabbi, lo yachzir panav. You shouldn't turn around. V'yelich elam mitzadid panav v'holchin. You just nod your head and you walk out backwards. Kiyad rav Elazar kad hav miftamei neid rabbi Yochanan. When rav Elazar would leave the presence of rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan wanted to leave, Rabbi Elazar was sitting there until he couldn't see him anymore. When Rabbi Elazar wanted to leave, same thing. He would walk away. They were like contemporaries. He would walk away until he couldn't see him anymore. Rava have kad miftim in edra of Yosef. When Rava would leave the presence of Rabbi Yosef, he would walk backwards ad-menagfon kare until his knees would, until his feet would knock into stuff, right? Bruised umistavon askupas debay Rabbi Yosef dama until he was bleeding already. So much he was bleeding. Now,
dirty his house.
Right. Amrulei of Yosef hachi avid Rava. Look what Rava's doing for you. Look at this unbelievable Rava. Amalei ye Rava de Torah breishach akula karcha. He should become yehi ratzon that he should become the head of the city. Says Rashi, shehu hayim or inayim. He was blind. Rabbi Yosef was blind. Ve'eno makir bedaver. He didn't know Rava did that. So they told him, you know what Rava did? He walks backwards until you can't even until his feet up. Says Rabbi Yosef, that's amazing. Esus fasemes. 1 second. On Amud Aleph, he said that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan would do this until the Rebbe couldn't see him anymore.
So
the Rebbe couldn't see him. Because it's Fasamis, but so if he was blind, why does Rebbe have to do this?
Because until it would have been a distance that if he wasn't blind, he would
but that's not the issue. The issue is
not seeing.
So if he's blind, so there are some that give that answer.
So that's why they're supposed to give him the
wrong. There are some that give that answer that if he wouldn't have been blind, you have to walk until he could see him. Why? What's the purpose in that? It's a covet thing.
Yeah.
It's a covet thing, even if he can't see.
That's why he gave him a bracha.
Says it's fasam to give him a bracha.
No, that's why he gave him a bracha.
Huh?
Otherwise, it's his obligation. Because he's gone above and beyond his obligation, that's why he got a bracha.
Oh, so the fasam says, I would say, it was before he became blind. He could see. Otherwise, we'd have to do this. He could see. It happened to be he was absent mind. He wasn't looking. He didn't see. So they told him, by the way, you were busy with telling us, but you know how long Rava walked backwards? Till he was bleeding. Really? That's amazing. You know what? I'll give him a bracha. Interesting tzvasevet. Okay, next.
Are we extolling this kind of
behavior? Yes. Amar Rav Alexandroi, Amar Rav Shuvan Levi. Now, since we're talking about going backwards, Rav Alexandroi says in the name of Rav Shuvan Levi, Hamispal, when you daven, Tzarkshi, Yivsiyah, Shalosh, Pesiyos, Lachorav. You have to take 3 steps backward, V'yachak, Achit, and Shalom. Then say, Ose Shalom. Then give Shalom, right? Amalei Rav Mordechai, Kivin Shepasa, Shalosh, Pesiyos, Lachorav. Since you walk, once you walk 3 steps backward, hasam iboyele lebekam. That's where you have to stay. How long do you have to stay like that? It's a machlokas. How long do you have to stay like that? So, the Beis Yosef says, until the time it takes to walk Dalai Lamas, which is a few seconds. Others say, till the chazan gets to Kedusha. Right? It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Ramah Paskins to walk 4 amos, but other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, other Rishonim, the Abu Dram and the Magen Avram, they hold until the Chazan gets to Kedusha. Says the Mishnah, because it's a machlokas. Even though the Ramah Paskins, let's wait a little bit. Says the Mishnah Brura, you should be machmir. You hear this? You should be machmir unless it's a Shas Adchak. What's a Shas Adchak? It's emergency. I can't wait till he gets to Kedusha. Says the Mishnah, you know when the Shas Adchak is? If you forgot Yalav Yovel, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, or you don't have to wait. You can start repeating Shmoneh Esrei. Otherwise, if it's not a Shas Adchak, which is almost like 99% of the time not is, he says, why are you being makel? Interesting Mishnah Berurah. Now, most people don't hold like that Mishnah Berurah. Most people don't wait. Right? They have too much impatience. They can't wait. Anyway, Mashal Talmud Hanifta Merabu, it's like a Talmud that leaves his Rebbe. Im chozel al there, if he like runs out of there, doma le kelev shezav al kiyu. It's like a kelev coming back to his own vomit. Tanami hachi hamispalel. So what's the idea of waiting there? So you're not in a rush. Exactly why people don't wait is why you should wait. Right? Exactly the reason why people don't is because they don't have patience. That's exactly the reason. Hamispalel. You walk 3 steps back. And then you give shalom. Vimlo asakein, and if you don't do that, roy lo shalom lispalo. It's better not even to daven. Umishum shmaya amru, shenosing shalom liyamin, you give shalom to the right, viachakach lismol, then to the left, shenemar, mimino eish dos lomo. Right? It says Rashi, in the Rashi of mimino. Alma, what do you see from here? Yamin adifa. The right side is better.
That's not how we do it.
1 minute, v'omer, and it says again, Yipal mitircha elef urvava miminecha. Right? My v'omer, why do we need the second pasuk? Well, v'chi tema orcha demilsehu limite b'yamin. Well, most people are righties. So it doesn't show that it's chash of the right. Most people are right. I have to put in one of your hands. I'll pick the right hand. Is that because it's special? Tamad lama yipal mitircha elef urvava miminecha. No, it's special. The right side is special. Says Tosfos on top. Nirali lefarish, klomar, adaraba. Rashi said the right side is better. Tosfos is not arguing on that. However, kihechi dehasam yav kuchabrichu miyamino, hachinami, hamispalel, itin shalom, liyamin shalom, bereisha. I would think you bow down to the right side first. Tamad lomar, yipomotidik alafava. Diesh levakesh al kineged hasmoli bereisha. Says Tosfos, you bow to the left side first. The hadar ayamin, and then the right side. Why? Time, what's the reason? To have a who, to have a yamin la kadosh baruch hu bereisha. Because when I bow to the left side, it's Hashem's right side. Not my right side that's important. It's Hashem's right side that's important. Therefore, when you take 3 steps back, you bow to the left side first. Then to the right side, then to the front. Most people, I think most people don't know that. But if you don't know it, that's a good time to learn. Not only that, this halacha is set in the context of Shmona Esrei, and the Mishnah Brura says something which nobody seems to argue on, where he says, Kaddish is the same way. Where does he say that? What? Ah, V'chein Hadin, Ba'ot Se Shalom De Kaddish. Same exact story, but Osa Shalom V'Kaddish.
Left, right.
One more thing, which many people don't know. You should not be saying anything while you're walking 3 steps back. You walk 3 steps back and then start the words Osa Shalom to the left, Shalom to the right, and what do you say to the front? Shalom again, right? Osa Shalom, I'll call you Shalom in Romain. You don't, many people do this. As they're walking back already, they're starting to say the Osa Shaloms. You really should wait. Take 3 steps back. It takes like less than a second to do this. Takes 3 steps back. Osa Shalom to the left, then to the right. That's any time you're saying Osa Shalom. Kaddish, Shmona Esrei, doesn't matter. That should be the way to do it, based on this Gemara.
We'll say it very well today. Tomorrow, I don't know about it.
Okay, try. Rava, Chazil Abaya, Rava saw Abaya. Oh no. Dayav Shlomo Limina Bereisha. He said, Osa Shalom to the right. Amalei. So Rava says to Abaya, Mi savarti de limin di dech? Di smol di dech kaimina. No, you thought it's your right? No, it's not your right. Your left. Davi mi osha la kodesh baruch hu. It's Hashem's right. Amalei v'chia bar reidu av yichahuna, chazinu hu la Abaya Rava de psia le usha la psias bekri achas. They took 3 steps back as 1 step. That's okay. You have to take 3 steps back. You have to take maybe 1 step back. That's a different story. Okay. Then we said that the Kohen Gadol hamispalel tefila ketzara beis achitzon. He said a tefila ketzara in the beis achitzon. My matli, what did he daven? Rava bar Rav Ada, v'ravin bar Rav Ada, tarvayu mishpei derav amri. Yira tzal mufanecha Hashem alokeinu v'lokei avateinu. Shana zu gishuma, it should be rainy, ushechuma, and hot, shchun and hot. So shchun and malyuti, that's a hot, that's a good thing to have, a hot year. Elema ema im shchuna, if it's going to be hot, then at least take a shoe. At least it should be rainy. At least. Rav Acha bereid the Rav Masayim ba Meshmei Dev Yehuda. Lo yadi ovid shultan mid beis Yehuda. Don't let the rulership of Yehuda go away. Why did he say in Aramaic? Aramaic words. Why did he say in Hebrew? So the Gra says, because you're not allowed to say a pasuk in Hebrew, half a pasuk out of the blue. Well, you also shave in Yehuda. You can't just stop and say a pasuk like that. That's one answer. Other answer is, the other answer is a Kabbalistic thing with the angels and Aramaic, and you're in the Beit HaMikdash. You can do, there's no intermediaries. Okay. V'lo yehei amcha Yisrael tzvichon lefarnei zeh mezeh. And no one needs parnasa one to the other. We should not need to support each other. Everyone should be supported. V'lo tekonis lefnecha tefilas over drachim. And don't listen to the tefillah of the over drachim. Don't listen to that tefillah. Okay? Why? There's a good question here. Okay. Rabbi Chinah ben Dosa, havik adzal b'orcha. Rabbi Chinah ben Dosa was going on the way. Shada mitra ol. It started to rain. Amar, ribono shel olam. Kol olam kul v'nachas v'chanina b'tzar. The whole world's getting benefit by rain, and I'm in tzar. So pasak mitra, stop raining. Ki adzal l'beise, when he got home, Amar said, ribono shel olam. Kol olam kul v'tzar. Everyone's in tzar now, because it's not raining. V'chanina b'nachas, but I'm okay, because I'm in my house. Asar mitra. It's all raining again. What does that mean? So the Daniel Yadda gives a great answer. He says, Chinah ben Dosa was very poor. He didn't say, Hashem, don't make it rain for me because I don't want to walk in the rain. That's not what he said. He just said, I'm in tzar. Hashem, according to Daniel Yadda, all I would like is an umbrella. So if I was able to afford an umbrella, let it rain. The whole world needs it. If I had an umbrella, it wouldn't be so tzirch on me. They'll walk in the rain. People walk in the rain. So I can't even afford an umbrella. My clothing. Hashem says, you know what? You're tzaddik, I'll make it stop raining for you. That's all it means. Don't think he was being putting his own needs ahead of the needs of the whole world. No. So Hashem is just diving. He's always diving for an umbrella. Not such a far-fetched tzaddik. He's a tremendous tzaddik. Hashem says, for you, I'll make it stop raining. For the 15 minutes till you get home, it's okay. The world will live. Right? Everyone will live. Don't worry about it. It's an unbelievable vart, no? Okay. Another amazing vart. Oh. Amar Yosef. So Maya Hanilat Lutha the Kohen Gadol got Chinah ben Dosa. How did the Kohen Gadol's tefillah help against the Chinah ben Dosa? The Kohen Gadol daven. Don't listen to them. And Chinah ben Dosa daven. And they listened. Well, how do you make that jive? So I heard an unbelievable vart. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that Mishmaisa ben Chinah ben Dosa. He was going on the way. It started to rain. What is the Rebbeinu Chananel adding? The Gemara says that. He was Urcha. What does it say? It says that he was Azal B'Urcha. Azal B'Urcha means going on the way. Mahalech B'Derech means going on the way. So this Vard is said by many people. It's said by the Barditchever. It's also said by the Kutzker. There's two types of people. There's a people that's Ovrei Derech. What's an Ovrei Derech? They're going, walking around in life. But then, you don't have to listen to their davening. But if you're a Mahalech B'Derech, you have a purpose in your life, you have a purpose where you're going, then Hashem will listen to that. So that doesn't beat the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Wasn't talking about those people. Those people are davening that it should rain or it shouldn't rain, then you can listen to. I'm talking about the Kohen Gadol. So stomp over Drachim. Stomp walking there. And they want to, don't listen to them. Unbelievable part, no? Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Maisa b'Kohen Gadol Echad. There was a story with one Kohen Gadol. Sheherech b'tfilasa. He had extra little long tefillahs in there. The nimnu achav akahanam likonis. Nobody wanted to enter achav afterwards, right? Because they were scared. They can't walk into the kosh kedusha. What's going on in there? What's he doing in there? Hitzchilu heim nechnasin v'hu yotzei. They started to walk in. He was coming out. Amar lo. But they marachta b'tfilasa. What are we davening so long? Amar lohem. Kasher beinechem she'espalati alecha al beisavim shalo yichariv. Well, you're so upset that davening this beisavim shouldn't be destroyed. Amar lo. Al tihi regal asos kein. Don't do that so often. Shari shanina lo yohaya marach b'tfilasa kadei shalo lohavetz es Yisrael. They shouldn't have a long tefillah, shouldn't get Klai so all nervous. Who was this Kohen Gadol? Says the Yerushalmi, it was Shimon HaTzadik. It was the last year of his life. Remember we learned that every year the white man came in, and this year the black man came in, the wearing black, and he knew this was a bad year. So he had extra davening. I know this is my last year, and that's why he was extra davening. The basement shouldn't be destroyed. And
Yeah. Time.
Well,
I think that
basically going to be destroyed. He was taking a little longer because he knew this was a serious year. This is my last year here.
Klai Yisrael get nervous.
Right, well, I mean, there's no tzedukim yet.
Exactly.
Right, what are you getting nervous for? Maybe that's exactly why. After that, probably dead. Right? When the tzedukim were there, it was not a big deal. In the beginning, they thought, what's going on? Where is he? He's a big tzai, Shimon and Tzadik of all people. What's taking so long? Maybe that's exactly why they got nervous. Then he said, you know what? It's my last year. I'm going to make it special.
You only worried about making a long prayer because of the tzedukim.
Right. It's a little backwards here.
Backwards.
So it's anachronistic. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, we'll try to do as much as we can. Maybe we'll finish the Mishnah in the next 4 minutes. Mishanat al Ha'aron, when the Aron was taken, Evan Ha'is Hashem Yimos Nevi'im Rishonim, there was a stone there from the times of the Nevi'im Rishonim. It wasn't there from the times of the Nevi'im Rishonim. It was since the creation. But the Nevi'im Rishonim exposed it. That's what the Mepharshim say. Vishasiya Ha'is Nikos, it was called the Evan Shasiya. By the way, ask the Mishnah Skinner, why couldn't they build another Aron? Why build another Aron? Why not? The first one was hidden, it was stolen, whatever it is, the machlok is what happened to it. So build another one. What? That's the answer. The only thing that goes there are the luchos.
Right.
Those are gone. Right. So what are you building another Aron for? The Aron doesn't do anything. What are you building it for? There's no purpose in building it. Gavom and Aretz, Shlosh Etzbos, it was 3 fingers tall, V'aleha Hayanosein, and you put the Aron on the stone. Natal Es Adam, Mimisha Yimamaris Bo, he then took the dam from the guy that was stirring it, nichnas lamakom shenichnas, he walked back into the Kodesh Kedoshim. This is the second time he's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. He brought in one time to do the pan. Now he goes in a second time. V'amim makom shalmad, he still stands in the same place. V'hi's on mimenu, and he sprinkles achas lamayla v'sheva lamata. V'lo hayim ischavim lahazos lo lamayla v'lo lamata ela kimatzlif. He did it like a matzlif. What does a matzlif mean? Says Rashi. El kamatzlif, bishura zu tachazu kol shemona hazos, like a row, one there, then one here, then one here, then one here. So Rashi says, kamatzlif lo yadati lashono. What the word matzlif means, says Rashi, I don't know. Others say, the Be'iri says, but everyone else knows, it was like a matzlif that was up and down, and you don't really care where it lands, right? V'kach yamona achas achas v'achas achas shem achas shalom achas arba achas chomish achas sheish achas sheva. He then went out, put the jug on this stand outside. Havilo Seir, they brought him now the Seir Lashem. Shachto, he shechted it. The key bill b'madrik, he accepted it as damo in another bowl. Nechnas l'makom shenechnas, he went back into the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'amad makom shamad, he stood in the same spot. This is the third time he's going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. No, it doesn't seem like it. It's the third time he's going in. Same thing. So on. Yatza, he went out. He put it on the second post, on the second stand. There was only one. He picked up the dam hapar. He put down the dam ha'seir. Now he sprinkled it on the outside, toward the kosher, but from outside. So far, how many times did he go into Kodesh Kedoshim? 3 times. Achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata, lo yimitzchavin, kach yamona. Fine, same story. Natal dama se'ir, v'niach dama par, v'hiz yimena al parochet shekeneged armi b'chutz, achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata. See, the same thing to the dama par, same thing to the dama se'ir.
The reverse order, though.
The reverse order. Then, ira dama par l'soch dama se'ir, he then mixed the bloods together in one cup, v'nasana tamoli b'reikon. He put the empty one into the full one, made one cup now of dam of power together. Right? And we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
How did he have to change his story?